homeless, or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
And welcome back to the Breslin Center. Time for Big Ten women's basketball. It's the Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans. A look at the starting lineup for Susie Merchant. Spartans 10-6 this season, 2-3 in the Big Ten. Dee Hageman is a 5'7 sophomore. Tori Osmond, 6'1 forward and a senior. Kamaria McDaniel is 5'10 and a grad student. Leads him at 14.5 per game. Matilda Eck is second in scoring at 13 per game. Iselin Alexander is a 6'3 sophomore. That's the starting five for the Michigan State Spartans. For Wisconsin and head coach Marissa Mosley in her second season, the Badgers are 1-4 in the Big Ten, and the opening tip-off is back tapped and controlled by the UW. Starting five looks like this. Brooke Schrammick, 6-foot junior guard. Julie Pospisilova, the 6-foot guard out of the Czech Republic. 13.5 points per game for Julie P. Maddie Wilkie, 5'10 redshirt freshman, and Avery LaBarbara also gets a start. Sarah Williams is a 6'4 freshman. The Badgers have it. LaBarbara out on top. Bounces inside, deep on the right, turn around, and it's in for Williams. Easy two for Sarah Williams to start this game, and the Badgers lead it 2-0 over MSU. 9.5 minutes to play, opening quarter. Spartans basketball. Here's a drive from the top of the arc. Lane line right, looking for somewhere to go as McDaniel throws it back out, tries to get it to Eck, and it's stolen by Wisconsin. It's Pospisilova in the front court. Julie P. picks up her dribble and hands off to LaBarbara. LaBarbara now to the inside, has it. LaBarbara brings it back out with the dribble. Finds Schrammick. Steers it over to the top of the key. It's Pospisilova. Shot clock's at 10. And there's a whistle that stops play some 25 feet away from the rim, as they're going to get Alexander, I believe, with that foul. I think they're going to get Alexander, and they will. That's the first team foul against Michigan State. And the first against Alexander. So off the inbounds, quick whistle as that pass is deflected. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Here's Wilkie catching out on top. Maddie Wilkie dribbles to her left. Outside left, Wilkie lowers her shoulder and drives in, then throws a pass out to Schrammick. Finds LaBarbara. Shot clock's out at 8. Avery has it, head of the key, and a whistle. In 3 seconds, the call against Wisconsin down low. It'll give the ball to Michigan State. The Spartans team, third in the Big Ten in scoring at 81.5 points per game. The Badgers, in comparison, 12th in the conference at about 69 per contest. Here's McDaniel out on top. Wilkie defends. McDaniel to the free throw line. A little ball fake. Throws it back out. Now it's caught by Hageman. Hageman to her left. Now pass goes to her right. They'll go inside. Working on Williams. Blocked by Williams on the move by Alexander. Wisconsin has it. Outlet, left sideline. It's Wilkie. Cuts it back to the middle of the court. Wilkie gives it up to LaBarbara, and Wisconsin will start its offense. 8:13 to play, first quarter. The Badgers on top by a score of 2-0 over Michigan State. Here's Schrammick over to the corner, and Wilkie. Wilkie. Skip pass, near side. Pospisilova tries the three. It's too strong, and it's loose. Pospisilova on the floor, and a jump ball possession arrow to Michigan State. So Wisconsin fighting for that one. It was Julie Pospisilova on the floor for the Badgers, but the possession arrow favors MSU. Here comes MSU on offense, still looking for its first field goal. 0-for-1 from the field are the Spartans. Hageman throws to the left wing. Now inside, the toss for Alexander. Tries a right shoulder turn, left hand. Half hook on Schrammick. No, got it back. Puts it back up and in. So the offensive putback is good for Iselin Alexander, the 6'3 sophomore. 8.5 points per game this season for the Spartans. Here's LaBarbara on the right side. Brings it back out for the Badgers in the front court. 7:20 to go here, opening quarter, 2-2. Schrammick Finds post Pishalova. Left elbow. She'll drive. Left the lane. Pull up. No good from 10. And ripping down the rebound is McDaniel. Here comes McDaniel. Middle of the court. McDaniel to the free throw line. Loops it back over to the corner. But stepping on the sideline was Hageman, who made the three. But the call before that is out of bounds. That's Deedee Hageman, the sophomore. 38% shooter from downtown, but she stepped on the far sideline, and it'll be a turnover, and it will give the ball to Wisconsin. Badgers and Spartans, each one of three from the field. 7 minutes to play, first quarter. Wilkie catches over on the right wing for the UW. Here's Maddie, left-hand dribble out to the top. Hageman defense. Wilkie drives back to her right and hands off to Schrammick. Shot clock's at 11. Back to the basket, head of the key, post Pishalova. Spins to LaBarbara. Inside Schrammick, deep on the left. Schrammick in the paint. Schrammick spinning, left hand up and in for Brooke Schrammick as she was pivoting and scoring down low for Wisconsin. Second field goal of the game for the Badgers. It's 4-2. UW leading Michigan State. 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mid post on the right. Alexander catches back to the basket in the lane. Tries left hand, blocked again by Williams on the baseline. Lost out of bounds. Last touch by Williams. That's the second block now of this quarter for the freshman, Sarah Williams. Williams has been a good defensive player, and they changed the call. It should be Wisconsin ball. It'll be Wisconsin ball now as they change the call. I was about to make that initial call. Williams, by the way, fourth in the conference in blocks per game at 1.5, and now she scores deep on the left with the left hand. There is the 6'4 freshman from Brooklyn, New York, Sarah Williams, putting two on the board for the Badgers. 6-2. Wisconsin leads first quarter. 6:02 to play. Here in the first, MSU ball, left side wide open for the three. Osment, she missed it, and it's picked up by LaBarbara. Here comes Avery LaBarbara. Hands off on the right half of the court to post Pishalova. To Schrammick, who bounces inside looking for Williams as it sails out of bounds. That's a turnover by the UW. Turnover, Wisconsin. And that is the second turnover of the game for the Badgers. Also, 5:45 and counting to go in the first. 6-2, Badgers leading the Michigan State Spartans. Here's Hageman, front court, middle. Flip it to the right side. Drive in, that's Joyner. All the way to the cup, and she scores. Bo Joyner, the 5'10 senior, about 9 points per game. Now into the contest for Susie Merchant. Other way, Wisconsin in transition. Wilkie all the way to the rim. She missed it, but was fouled. Part of the plan in transition. Badgers want to push. Marissa Mosley telling her team earlier today, if you see us, you know, you see you're open or you can take it to the rim, go. Here's Wilkie at the free throw line now for the UW. 80% free throw shooter, and it rattles in. Wilkie about 12.5 points per game this season. She's played in 14 games. Second most minutes per contest at almost 33. Second one, no good. Leitzinger down low, fighting for it, but before it's ripped away, though, by Tyer Parks. And now a steal by Wilkie. Now it's on the baseline, and it's tapped off Wilkie's leg by Osment. It goes out of bounds. It'll be MSU ball. 7-4, Wisconsin leading at Michigan State. The Badgers 3-5 from the floor. Michigan State 2-6 from the field. So here come the Spartans. It's Osment in the backcourt along with Hageman. Osment has it. Throws to the right. Here's Joyner again, curling right to the rim. Blocked out of bounds by Sarah Williams. And Williams is a defensive force in this first quarter. That's her third block already of the quarter. Wisconsin defending Michigan State here in the first. And off the inbounds is stolen by LaBarbara. Here comes Bucky in transition. LaBarbara, lane line right, scooping layup, block. She got it back on the baseline. Brings it back out with the dribble. Now she'll feed inside. Low on the right, spinning, fading, firing, hitting. It's Sarah Williams. Williams in the paint. Gets the fadeaway. Other side, quick three. Joyner, MSU is short. Offensive rebound, up and in by Arolt. So Michigan State with this backcourt pressure comes up with the steal. Hageman a three on the right, and it's in. Time out, Wisconsin. Michigan State has tied the game. 9-9, the Badgers and the Spartans knotted in the first. We'll be back after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, everyone.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Back in East Lansing, John Audius with you. It's the Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans here. Tonight, tied at 9, a 5-0 run by Michigan State has evened up the score here with 4 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the first quarter. The Spartans 4 of 10 from the floor. The Badgers are 4 for 7. Defensively, Wisconsin holding Michigan State to that 40% shooting, but they've also got 3 blocks all from Sarah Williams, who's got 6 points to lead the way. So Williams defensively and offensively really contributing for the Badgers right now. Keep an eye on how her statistics flow. You know, last game, she had a good first half. 9 points, 8 or 9 in the first half. I forget off the top of my head, but she did finish with 9 points in the game. The majority of those, if not all of them, were in that first half, however. But she did also chip in with 4 blocks against the Gophers. Already 3 here in this first quarter. But the Badgers trying to stop a 5-0 run in the backcourt. That pressure that Scott Merritt, assistant coach of Wisconsin, was telling me about in the pregame, they're going to provide that pressure, MSU. Will the entire game. That ball was kicked. It'll remain with the Badgers. Here's Wilkie trying to bounce, and another ball kicked at midcourt. It'll still stay with Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes to play. Still a 5-0 run by MSU in this first quarter. LaBarbera catches over the top of the defense, has it on the left sideline. LaBarbera dribbles between the circles. He'll throw it around the rim. Now it's picked up right side by Wilkie. Over to Pospisilova to the left. Trem, skip pass, LaBarbera catches, right side three, comes up short, in the corner, goes out of bounds, it'll be MSU basketball. I'm trying to get it to Avery LaBarbera, and I can see why. She had 20 points in the Badgers' victory against Minnesota, and had a key basket with a minute 51 to play that gave the Badgers a 3-point lead. They'd go on to win it by 4. Hageman, top side. Around the wedge screen at the top, over on the right. Throws it back to her left. Picked up by Vischer. Bounce inside. Parks working on Williams. Turning on Williams. Shot over Williams. Comes up wide right. Picked up by Julie P. down low. Pospisilova has it. Here comes Wisconsin. Julie P. throws it inside. Mid on the left. Here is Sarah Williams in the paint. Working. Stepping through. Jump ball called as she scores to the left. Trying to step through by Tyre Parks, who tied her up. And the possession arrow stays with the Badgers. 3:44 to play in this first quarter. We're tied at 9. Here's LaBarbera. Baseline, all right. Flips it all the way near the midcourt stripe where it's grabbed by Julie P. Pospisilova. Screen set by Williams. to the right elbow. Bounce inside, back to Williams. Easy lay-in. The pick and roll works for Wisconsin. It stops a 5-0 run. It's 11-9. The Badgers back on top. They've led by as many as 5 in this opening quarter. 3:25 to play in the first. Joyner has it, left corner. Flips it inside to Parks, defended by Williams. Parks, oh, she traveled. She kind of got her momentum going forward, tripped. Or what's the call here? It should be a travel, and it is. It'll be Badgers basketball. Natalie Leitzinger comes in now for Sarah Williams. 8 points, a rebound, and let's double check, 3 blocks at last check for Williams. That's what it's at right now. Great effort here in the first quarter by the Badgers freshman. Backcourt, LaBarbara. Maybe got slapped on the hands. Coach Mo didn't like that. Gives it up to Wilkie, back to Avery. Between the circles, it's LaBarbara and the Badgers up by 2. 3:06 to play in the first. LaBarbara gives it up. Wilkie bounces inside for Shramick. Shramick catches, falls to the floor, but travel. Shramick was trying to just basically get rid of the ball as quickly as she could. As she caught that, stepping in front of her as she was falling backwards was a Michigan State defender. That was Heck. And then by the time Shramick had it and tried to pass it to one of her teammates, she had traveled. Here's a shot missed mid-range on the right by Hageman, picked up by Pospisilova. Wisconsin right to left front court. 2:45 to go in the first. Driving right baseline. Pospisilova bounces for Shramick. Missed it too strong. And it is grabbed by Eck. Middle of the court. Eck dribbling. Pospisilova picks her up at the three-point arc. Toss off to the left. Skip pass to the corner. It's caught by Joyner. Here's a three, and it just grazes the front of the rim. No good. Grabbed by Wisconsin. LaBarbara pushes right side. Here's a spinning move down low. And Wilkie got rejected by Arolt. Picked up Michigan State. Spartans down 2. 3. Corner. Right side. That one popped out. No good. It's tipped up into the air. And it's grabbed by Wisconsin after the miss by Eck. 2:09 to play. First quarter. Wisconsin walking across the timeline now. Up by 2. The Badgers are 5-for-11 from the floor. Here's a topside 3. Pospisilova a bit too strong. Shramick going to get called for the bump on the rebound as it falls into the hands of Parks. And that is going to be a foul called against the UW.
Wisconsin foul called on number 3, Shramick. Team first. In for the Spartans from 4, Derek Heller. And number 5, Daniel, replacing Arol.
First team foul against Wisconsin. Michigan State, 2 team fouls. Spartans 0 for their last 4 from the floor. They haven't scored in almost 3 minutes. McDaniel out on top, hands to Parks, back to McDaniel, 3 just left of the wheel, it's no good. Joyner trying to chase it down, she got held, and that'll be a foul against Leitzinger. And that'll be the second team foul against the Badgers. Wisconsin is led by as many as 5 at 9-4, right now it's 11-9, the Badgers. Bounce Joyner, down low on the left, over Leitzinger, maybe got a piece of it, picked up by Shramick, up ahead, Pospisilova, tipped from behind and stolen, other side, it's McDaniel, working on Wilkie, lost it, Wilkie got a hand on it, it's loose, picked back up, McDaniel, jumper, free throw line in. The transfer from Baylor, Kamaria McDaniel, also played at Penn State. Now playing in East Lansing, hits the jumper. Wilkie, other side, poked away from behind again. This one goes out of bounds, however, last touched by MSU. 1:13 to play in the first quarter. We are tied 11 apiece. Ronnie Porter into the game. She had a great, great game for the Badgers against Minnesota on Sunday when she went 3-for-3, played about 7.5 minutes and scored 7 crucial points in a 4-point victory. Now she's inbounding, baseline right, bouncing for Wilkie, caught in the corner. Wilkie, defended by McDaniel, finds Leitzinger. Toss inside, mid, post on the right. Here's Williams. Now she tries to go up, double team comes, and a slap on the wrist will send Sarah Williams to the free throw line. And that'll be a shooting foul, so at the line will be Wisconsin's Sarah Williams, 67% free throw shooter for Williams this season. And that one will pop out no good. Still tied. Scoring drought right now for the Badgers. They haven't scored in the last 2.5 minutes. Next one for Williams, and that one's in. 12-11, Wisconsin with the lead. First quarter, Halleck into the game for MSU. Halleck defended by Porter out on the right. Throws back to the left wing. Quick three, nope, into the hands of Pospisilova. 52 seconds to play in the first. Weitzinger, right side, hands off to Pospisilova. Back on top, Porter. Steers it back to the left. Wilkie, return pass to Porter. She's open, three, nope. And it's down low, grabbed by Williams, up and in. Offensive rebound and two for the Badgers. 35 seconds to play in the first quarter, 14-11. Wisconsin has the lead. MSU has the ball. Spartans come in 10-6 this season overall. Here's a drive by Eck down low on the left. Kick it back out. Back inside, deep on the right. That's Parks forcing a shot up over Williams. It's no good. And she'll get bailed out, and Sarah Williams will be called for her first foul of the game. Yeah, Michigan State 10-6 and 2-3 in the Big Ten. The Badgers 5-11 and 1-4 in the Big Ten. Picking up that first conference win of the season on Sunday against their border rivals, Minnesota. Schrammett comes in and Leitzinger exits the game now for the UW. And here's Tyer Parks, the 6'3 senior, 45% free throw shooter. And she makes the first. Here's the next one by Parks. And she makes that one too. 17 seconds to play in the quarter. Backcourt pressure. Pospisilova has it. She's double teamed. Throws it into the front court. Schrammick up ahead looking for Williams. Knocked out of bounds. 9.5 seconds to go in the quarter. 14-13. The Badgers lead by one. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. They can hold for this final shot of the first. LaBarbera will be inbounding baseline right. Avery looking, finds Pospisilova. Pospisilova screened by Schrammick out on top. Throws to Williams at the Big Ten logo in the paint. Lost it. Wilkie catches, flings it. It's good at the buzzer. Maddie Wilkie from the right elbow. Got it to go. That's how you end the first quarter. 16-13, Wisconsin by three over Michigan State. We'll be back with the second quarter after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't be at the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered. With more than 20 flat screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Tonight's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs, R-O-E-H-L. John Oddie is with you from East Lansing here at the Breslin Center. Good first quarter for the Badgers. They lead Michigan State by a score of 16-13. The Spartans are in the Big Ten Conference about middle of the pack in shooting percentage at 44% this season. They're fourth best in holding opponents to a 38% clip from the field. And so far after the first quarter, Wisconsin dominating from the floor. 47% shooting for the Badgers. Michigan State is shooting 28% in that first quarter. Wisconsin missed every one of its three-point shots, 0-for-4. MSU 1-for-7 from downtown. Rebounding edge to the Badgers, 12-10. That's important because MSU is third best in the conference in rebounding. The Badgers come in last in the Big Ten in rebounds per game. And a great first quarter for freshman Sarah Williams. Williams, 5 for 5 from the floor, 2 rebounds, 11 points, and 3 blocks. So Williams reaches double figures already through the first 10 minutes of this game. And Sarah Williams has been able to do that quite a few times here during her rookie season as the next second quarter is underway. She's scored in double figures 9 times this season. Here's a right baseline drive, and it was Hageman running in to a Wisconsin defender. And that's called against Shramick on the baseline as Hageman just drove wildly underneath the rim, and Shramick is right there and collided. They collided. Back to Williams. It's the first double-figure performance for Williams since the game at Nebraska on December 7th. Inbounds pass is knocked out of play. It'll stay with Michigan State. So she's gone a stretch of 5 straight games without scoring in double figures. Until this first quarter tonight. Inbounds pass, quick, put up and in, down low on the left by Alexander, the sophomore who scores around 8 points per game this season for MSU. 16-15, the Badgers lead is at 1. We're early second quarter. Press backs off as Pospisilova zigzags across the timeline. Brings it to the right elbow. Lost the basketball. Tipped around. Still. Now she has it. Out to LaBarbara. On the left, a 3 is an air ball. It'll go back to MSU. 16-15, Wisconsin. Here come the Spartans. It's Hageman. Front court, LaBarbara defense. Gives it off to McDaniel on the right to the free throw line. Inside, and then the pass by Alexander is stolen by Wisconsin. It's LaBarbara. Front court, Avery has it. The grad student transfer from Holy Cross now playing for the Badgers. Wisconsin swings it around the horn. Left wing, it's Wilkie. Pass inside, caught by Pospisilova. The finish with the left hand is in. That's Wilkie to Pospisilova. 18-15, Wisconsin on top by 3. 8:40 to go in the second quarter. Here's Hageman. Dribbles to the left wing, screen set. Hageman dribbles back to the right. LaBarbara picks her up, top of the key. Throws to the corner. Drive by Eck. Left hand pass back out to Hageman. Left sideline. Slip screen set. Now back over to the right to McDaniel. She'll drive in baseline. 10-footer. No. Rebound LaBarbara. Here comes Avery. On a 4-on-2 to Cron. Left side. She'll pull the trigger on a 3. It's no good. Wilkie down low. Got it. Puts it up. No. Williams fighting. Fighting. Rips it away. And a jump ball called. She was fighting with Eck right around the restricted arc. And the jump ball possession arrow to Wisconsin. So coming out now is a couple of MSU Spartans. It is Alexander and Osment out of the game for MSU. And it'll be Badgers basketball inbounding left baseline. 8:09 to play, second quarter. Wilkie open 3. Now it popped out from straight on. Rebounded by Hageman. And in a flash, she's crossing the timeline. She's down the lane. She brings it back out on the near side. Outside right, it's Hageman. Toss inside. Parks catches deep right up over Williams. It's going to dance off the left side of the rim. It's no good. It's out of bounds. It'll be Badgers basketball. 7:48 to play, second quarter. Wisconsin by 3. The Badgers 1 of 5 to start this quarter from the field. Michigan State 1 of 3 from the floor. And now Christina Elu will not check in. There was a horn sounding, but they're just going to play on. So the Badgers have it into the front court. That was odd. And Pospisilova throws it away in the backcourt. It'll roll all the way into the backcourt before LaBarbara touches. And it's an over and back. So now Elu comes into the game. And Coach Marissa Mosley wants some sort of explanation. She wanted Elu in the game earlier. They actually blew the horn to basically stop play, but they just inbounded it split second afterwards and just kept playing. McDaniel defended by Wilkie. Head of the key. And a whistle away from the basketball and a hold. called against Wisconsin. It's against LU, who just came into the game. 7:25 to play, second quarter. Wisconsin leads by three. MSU basketball, Spartans 2-3 in the Big Ten. Wisconsin 1-4 in conference play, looking for back-to-back victories. McDaniel defended by Wilkie. Out on top. High toss to Parks, hands back off. Outside left this time. McDaniel drives with the right hand. Now stops, puts up a tough shot at the Big Ten logo. Underneath, grabbed by LaBarbera. Here comes Avery. Crossing the center court stripe, Avery over to the right, scoops it to LU. LU has it right wing, return pass over to LaBarbera. LaBarbera has it on the right corner. She'll dribble out of there, bring it back between the circles. Takes a look at head coach Marissa Mosley. Shot clock's at 10. LaBarbera, soft bounce pass to Pospisilova. She'll drive through the middle of the paint. It's loose. Leitzinger had it. Now it's picked up by MSU with three in the shot clock. A steal. And in transition, it's McDaniel. Pulling up. Right elbow. And it's going to fall off. No good. Pospisilova with a crucial defensive rebound for the Badgers. Julie P. front court. 6:25 to play, second quarter. Pospisilova, far side corner. Picks up her dribble, gets it out to LU. LU defended by Hageman, over to LaBarbera at the top of the key. And she'll be defended by Joyner. 8 on the shot clock. High post bounce. Pospisilova, turn around right elbow, nothing but net. There is Wisconsin's leading scorer this season, Julie Pospisilova, 13.9 points per game. And she gives Wisconsin a 5-point advantage. McDaniel trying to cut into that with a three. No, over the back at Parks. And a foul called against Leitzinger. I don't understand that. To me, from this perspective, it looked like Leitzinger was boxing out Parks. Parks leaped into the air, grabbed it over the head of Leitzinger, almost in front of her face, snatched it back, and then they got Leitzinger for the boxing out. That's the way I saw it, at least. 5:52 to play, second quarter, 20-15 Wisconsin. Quick, short corner jumper is good. Long two by Eck. You know, Eck coming off a 25 performance against Wisconsin last year in a Michigan State win. And that, I believe, is her first basket. It is. One of three from the floor. Three-point Wisconsin lead as the UW brings it into the front court. Pass to Leitzinger, knocked out of play, far side. 5.5 minutes to play in quarter number two. It'll be Badgers ball. Wisconsin in the quarter, 2 of 6 from the floor. That's 33%. Michigan State, not too much better. They're 2 of 7. LaBarbera bounces for Leitzinger near the right elbow. Natalie turns on that right pivot foot to Wilkie at the left elbow. Jumper's good. Maddie's got that shot for sure. 12.5 points per game for the redshirt freshman from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Wilkie, who had 14 points last time out against Minnesota, puts two more on the board. Here's a whistle away from the basketball. Spartans had it out on top. And a foul called against the Badgers. That is the third team foul. It's LU, and if it is LU, that should be her second. It's the second against LU. Check it, it's the fourth team foul now against the Badgers with 5:05 to play, second quarter. Left corner jumper, long two by Eck is missed. She just made one in the right corner, grabbed by Wisconsin. LaBarbera, front court for the Badgers, bouncing to Leitzinger again. High on the right side. Leitzinger, bounce to Pospisilova, head to the key, feed inside. Here's Williams, rejected out of bounds by Arolt. It will stay with Wisconsin. 22-17. The Badgers have matched their largest lead of the game. And we've got a timeout on the court. 4:45 to play in the second. Once again, it's the Badgers 22, the Spartans 17. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless, and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's a low-scoring second quarter, about midway through the second. John Adia is with you here at the Breslin Center in East Lansing as the Badgers look for their first conference road win of the season. And also looking for back-to-back Big Ten victories. Right now, they're holding on to a five-point lead. It's 22-17. Five-point lead is the largest lead of the game for Wisconsin. But as I mentioned, low scoring second quarter. The Badgers have scored 6 points on 3 of 8 shooting. Michigan State has scored 4 points on 2 of 8 shooting. Wisconsin from outside the 3-point arc now officially 0 for 7 from out. 11 points for Sarah Williams. Still has a good game going here for the Badgers. Just missed her first shot. She got rejected down low. Michigan State's leading scorer with 4 points is Alexander on 2 of 5 shooting. You know, their leading scorer this season, Kamara McDaniel, 14.7, and Matilda Eck, 13.1. So those two combine for almost 28 points per game, a little less than 28. Eck has 2 points on 1 of 4 shooting so far, 2 points for McDaniel on 1 of 6 shooting. So defensively, Wisconsin has been able to keep Michigan State in check so far through about the first 15 minutes of the game. Second quarter, here's the inbounds pass. It's deflected by MSU, stolen by Joyner. Michigan State forces the ninth Wisconsin turnover to the corner. Drive in, flip inside, Parks off the window. Nope, tipped, and who has it? Wisconsin. Wilkie came out of there with it. Wisconsin inside, Williams, turnaround, quick turnaround in the paint, it's going to fall in. Good luck stopping that. Sarah Williams caught it in the lane and just immediately knew what she wanted to do with it. Basically like a little step back fadeaway, about 6 to 8 feet out or so. And now a steal by Wilkie out on top as they try to get it to Parks. Wilkie comes out of there with it. Turnover number 6 for Michigan State. And Wisconsin has a 24-17 lead, 7-point advantage. And the basketball. Pospisilova catches left corner. Finds Williams at the top of the key. Dribbles. Hands off LU. Sets the screen for LU. 5 on the shot clock. Here's a drive by LU. Strong move to the cup and it's in. LU went right to the basket and scored. Wisconsin has a 9-point lead, 3.5 to go before halftime. Here's a drive. Hageman reverses it up and in over LaBarbera. Reverse layup good. Stops a 6-0 Wisconsin run. Yeah, that 6-0 Wisconsin run got it up to a 26-17 lead. Here's Wilkie, over to the right, open, LaBarbera from the corner. Ooh, it's another air ball, her second of the game as it falls out of bounds. Wisconsin is led by as many as 9, right now it's at 7. And it's Michigan State basketball with 2:55 to go before halftime. By the way, stick around for my halftime interview. I caught up with Wisconsin graduate assistant Katie Nelson. Nelson, of course, transferred to go play for Coach Mo in her first season last year at the University of Wisconsin. Talk about her new role and also her final game as a Badger in the Big Ten tournament last year against Illinois when she put up 27 points. Shot down low by Joyner over Pospisilova is short, but a foul called against Wisconsin's senior, Julie P. And that'll be team foul number 5. Michigan State's in the bonus and to the free throw line steps Joyner. 80% free throw shooter this season, Mo Joyner. And this first one is up and in. Next one by Joyner is hoisted and good. Porter catches the inbound. Backcourt pressure by MSU. It's post Bishalova. Double. Backcourt. Throws it over to Porter. Right half the court. Fires one inside. Caught by Wilkie across the timeline. 2:28 to go. Second quarter. 26-21 Wisconsin. Here's Wilkie out on top. Bounces for post Bishalova. Right elbow. Back to the basket. Screen by Williams. Julie P. Five on the shot clock. To the free throw line. Inside. Here's Williams down low. Tough shot. No, but a foul. And that'll send Williams to the free throw line for the Badgers. She's got 13 points on 6 of 7 shooting so far in this first half. Has a chance to get to 15. Like I said, it's great to see Sarah Williams offensively really start to show her presence again in her very first Big Ten game of the season. Here's the free throw, and the first one's up and in for Williams. Yeah, Sarah Williams in her first Big Ten game of the year against Iowa had 15. Then had 18 on the road at Nebraska in the next game. That one's good, too. That's her career high, 18. She just hit two free throws. She's at 15 right now. 28-21 Wisconsin. 2:05 and counting to go. Second quarter, hesitating. Hageman driving. Fancy pass inside to Parks. She lost it. Back picked up by Hageman in the corner. Hard bounce inside. Parks deep right. Up with the left hand, and it's in. Up over Sarah Williams. You got to really give credit to the 5'7 sophomore, Dee Dee Hageman, right there. That was a tough, tough pass, and she made it. Leads the team at over 4 assists per game. 28-23. Wisconsin by 5. They've led by as many as 9. A minute 35 to go, second quarter. It's Porter. Gives it up to Wilkie. Tosses mid-post right to Williams, and a shove in the back by Parks. And that'll be the second team foul against Michigan State. 90 seconds to play in the second. Wisconsin overall 47% from the floor. Michigan State shooting 31% in the game. Pospisilova underneath her own hoop finds Wilkie down low. Kick out LU. Ball fake on McDaniel. Now she'll pull up at the free throw line and hit. Second basket of the quarter for Christina LU. 7-point Badgers lead. 30-23. A minute 15 to play in the second. Hageman steers it off to Eck on the left side. Back over to the near side where it's caught by Osment. Osment driving lane line left as she curls into the paint. Knocks over LU and a charge called. Osment with the offensive foul. And Christina LU takes the charge. 4 points on 2 of 2 shooting for LU. She just makes a good defensive play there. Post Pichelova backcourt bounces for LaBarbera. And here comes Avery, taking a look at Coach Mo. Crosses the timeline, 1 minute to play in the second. 7-point Wisconsin lead. Bounce for LU out on top. Toss inside, Williams has space, up off the backboard. Oh, she missed it. Post Bishalova down low, pivots. Oh, she missed it from point blank range. Williams gets it back and puts it up and in. Down on the right. Wisconsin with 3 opportunities. They get that third one to fall. 32-23. This matches the largest lead of the game for the Badgers. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Hageman down the lane. Kick out to the corner. McDaniel. Air ball into the hands of Williams. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Wisconsin can hold for the final shot. They lead it 32-23. 15 seconds to go as LaBarbera just crosses the timeline. Dribbling right near the midcourt stripe. 8 seconds. Now brings it to the top of the key with the dribble. Bounces for Williams down the lane. Knocks over a Parks. And that's going to be an offensive foul. That's a weak call. Williams with the offensive foul gets it right back to Michigan State with 4.6. And Michigan State will have to go the length of the floor. Osment throws it at midcourt. McDaniel with 2. McDaniel all the way to the basket, and she scores at the buzzer. Unbelievable. Wisconsin couldn't stop him from going 94 feet and 4.6. Michigan State scores at the buzzer thanks to Kamaria McDaniel. And at the half here in East Lansing, It's the Badgers by 7. Wisconsin 32, Michigan State 25. UW outscored MSU by 4 in the quarter at 16-12. Well, coming up here at the half, halftime interview with Wisconsin assistant, graduate assistant, Katie Nelson. That comes your way after this timeout. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime at the Breslin Center, and Wisconsin leads Michigan State by 7, 32-25 is your halftime score. We'll run through some of the team and individual stats for you in just a bit, but it's time for tonight's halftime interview. And earlier today, I caught up with Wisconsin grad assistant Katie Nelson, who, of course, played for the Badgers last season, now in her first year as a graduate assistant. So I asked her, why did she want to get into coaching and become a grad assistant?
Yeah, so I think I was just thinking about my next steps and what I wanted to do. And over the last few years, I've thought a lot about it, and I want to get into coaching. So it just seemed like the next logical step, and to have an opportunity to stay at Wisconsin and be a part of the staff that was once coaching me was really appealing, and I was really excited to be able to get the spot.
So what do you do as a grad assistant? What is kind of your role and responsibility with the team?
Yeah, I think it shifts a little bit with each month, with each season that we're in. Right now I'm focusing on a lot of the basketball stuff, being able to help out in practices, being able to help out a little bit on each scout. I do a lot of the player personnel for the teams that we're playing, for the assistants that are working on the scouts, and I was actually able to work on the last scout with KB to kind of get that experience and help out with little day-to-day tasks.
How do you like it so far?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I think it's really cool to see the other side of things and really appreciate all the hard work that the coaches put in. I think when you're playing, you don't really understand how many hours and how much thought they put into each practice, each game plan, and things like that. So they really do go above and beyond. So it's been really cool to be a part of that.
So why did you want to become into, you know, become a coach or get into coaching?
Yeah, it's definitely not what I wanted to do when I got to college. I studied business for my undergrad, marketing, and I didn't know if I wanted to do sports marketing, but being around sports was always appealing to me. And then when COVID hit and sports got taken away, it really made me think what my life will be like when sports end for me, and, you know, as my senior year was approaching, not knowing if we'd get a fifth year. And so having Coach Mosley become my coach my sophomore year, I really saw a different side of coaching and the impact that she's had on me. I want to be able to have on other people while being around the game of basketball. So
a lot of this is just the impact that Coach Mosley had on your life, right?
Yeah, for sure. She's definitely showed me a different side to coaching, and she really has this holistic approach of preparing us for life after college, and it's more than just basketball, and I've really enjoyed that.
Okay, final question for Katie Nelson here at the half. I want to ask you about this, because in your final game as a Badger last season, you scored 27 points. So how much of that was you knowing that that could be your final game, and just how much of that was maybe just the matchup?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. I wanted to leave everything out on the court as I do every game, but knowing that that could potentially be my last game, I wanted to give it everything so we could maybe play another game the next day. A little bit of matchup, but I definitely just put my heart and soul onto the court that game.
It was a lot of fun watching you in that year as a Badger and in that game as well. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Katie Nelson here at the half. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10.06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10.06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Celebrate responsibly.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time here at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. John Adias with you, and it's 32-25, 7-point lead for the University of Wisconsin. The Badgers led after the first quarter by three. Actually got out to a good lead in that first, led by as many as 5 points, led by 11 points from Sarah Williams, and it was a 3-point lead after one. Second quarter just got done, and the Badgers outscored MSU by four. 16-12. At one point had a 6-0 run, and at one point led by as many as 9. It's at 7 right now after that basically coast-to-coast drive there to end the first half by McDaniel, as she caught the pass at midcourt and then went the rest of the way and laid it up and in at the buzzer. So right now a 7-point lead. Taking a look at the team stats, Wisconsin's 47% from the floor, Michigan State's 32%. 3-point shooting, the Badgers 0 of 8, Michigan State 1 of 10. You do the math. Free throws, Wisconsin has made 4 of 6, Michigan State 4 for 4. 10 first-half turnovers by the Badgers, 7 for MSU, but the Badgers have a slight edge on points-off turnovers, 10-9. Total rebounds, and this is maybe where it gets really surprising, but it's great news if you're a Badger fan. Wisconsin's plus 10. Plus 10 at the half in rebounding. I should make that note right now. Hold on 1 second. Let me write this down. 24 rebounds to 14 rebounds for MSU, who is third in the Big Ten in rebounds per game at almost 42 per contest. They have 14 at the break. Offensive boards, 8-5 Wisconsin. Second chance points even at 6. Points in the paint, the Badgers had over 40 against Minnesota. I believe it was 42. I'm going to have to double check that number now. Memory isn't what it used to be. But right now at the half, Michigan State and Wisconsin in the paint, 24 for the Badgers, 16 for MSU. Yeah, they had 42 against Minnesota, allowed 36. Let's see, what else? Blocks. Each team has 3. Steals, 5 for the Spartans, 4 for the Badgers. Team assists, 7 for Wisconsin, and 5 for Michigan State. MSU has not led in this game. The Badgers have led by as many as 9. It's 7 right now at the break. We'll take a short timeout. When we come back, take a look at the individual numbers. Big first half for Wisconsin freshman Sarah Williams. I'll have the details after this. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight under cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times, highs level off around 32. A few flurries possible at times again, tomorrow night, lows around 20, cloudy skies expected. Upper 20s, Friday, low 30s, Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
From the floor for Wisconsin, Sarah Williams is 1 point off of tying her career high. 17 points in that first half, 7 of 9 from the floor, 6 rebounds and 3 blocks. Sarah Williams, the player of the half so far for the Badgers. Let's hope she can continue that, reach a new career high, and propel Wisconsin to a win tonight. 5 from Wilkie, 2 of 5 shooting, 4 rebounds. 4 from LU, 2 of 2. That came in the second quarter. Big baskets for her. Coach Pichalova, 2 of 6 with 5 boards and an assist, and also has 4 points. Shramick has 2 points for the Badgers. LaBarbera, 0 of 4 after a 20-point effort. We'll take a break, come back, and bring you the third quarter next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Nation is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.